Now you're jiggling a little bit.
No, I'm trying.
I got it.
5:45. Good morning. It's the morning reboot here on Q105. We've got a bit of an emergency situation today. We'll get into that in 1 second. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Deal or no deal. I'm sorry. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Right after 6 o'clock. People who mess up your names. Do you have a complicated name? You can hit this on our Q105 Facebook page right now, right after 7 o'clock. A panel full of ladies right after 8 o'clock and much more. It is Wednesday, May 22nd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. We can get your calls and texts on our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. Today is Wednesday the 22nd. One of our other sponsors, Dr. Frankel, doing free dental work for vets today between 7:30 and noon at the Toledo location. The number is 419-474-9611. They're closed now. But you can hit them up at johnfrankeldentistry.com. A good day to share with a vet to head over and get some free dental work from Dr. Frankel. 5:46, good morning. It's Eric Chase, and it is a very, very sick one and only Floyd.
Hi. Hi.
There we go. Okay. Let's roll through the symptoms. There's only a couple of things worse than asking people on Facebook what's wrong with you. Going on Google yourself
and diagnosing myself with everything.
Or WebMD. Let's throw your symptoms out there and see if there's not someone with a real viable medical background that can figure out what's up.
So yesterday I felt fine. I was perfect. Peachy, to be honest. And then 2:30 this morning, woke up with a sharp pain behind my eye. Shortness of breath. Upper half of my body was achy. That has since subsided, but like now it's like down my back and like I'm just not really sweaty but clammy.
Okay.
And then dizzy spells. Like it's bizarre. Like I don't know. Like I hurt. I caught my mom crying last night. I didn't know what to do. I did. And then I text Stefan and I was just like, I don't feel good. He didn't reply because it was 2:30 in the morning. But like so like right now. Head hurts behind my eye, achy, literally from my shoulders down my back. Kind of shortness of breath, like there really is.
And or are you just out of shape?
I am a shape. I am shaped like an eggplant. I'm a beautiful pear. And dizzy. I'm just been dizzy. Like I drove here fine, but like right now, ooh, like it's not continuous. It's just yeah. And via WebMD, I have morning sickness. I don't know what I don't feel well at all, and it's really weird because there's no stuffy nose, no sore throat, no cough, no temperature.
Well, thank you for coming in.
No, I'm good. I have a job to do. The people need us.
Well, because we don't really have a fail-safe if one of us is last minute sick.
Gotta push through. Good morning, everyone. Oh, there's good morning, Demetrius. He's our new one.
Hello.
I believe this is Demetrius who's called on the panel full of dudes.
Yeah. Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has any medical expertise and can help Floyd, 419-240-1055. Are you, so I used to be a pretty terrible hypochondriac. That was the worst of the worst of my...
Is that when you look up your stuff?
That's when you, any little thing, I'm not going by the dictionary definition, any little thing, you catastrophize it.
No, that's not me. Like, this is, like I said, and I'm also a diabetic friend, so this is why I kind of got alarmed, because I know what a diabetic sick feeling feels like. This is not that. Like, trust me, it's not. It's kind of like a hangover. Like, it just came out of nowhere. And like I said, I did my work trainings last night, text Stefan, text my mom, and I was like, I'm just going to go to bed. It's 9:45.
Sleep it off.
It's not, right, it's 9:45. Well, I felt fine. 9:45. Like 2:30 on the dot, because I'm like I said, I'm diabetic. I'm very regular when I use my bathroom regimen. 2:30, got up to pee. Whoosh, this throbbing pain behind my eye. And I was like, and then like I stood up and I was dizzy and I was like, well, maybe I stood up too quick. And then I got, oh yeah, and I'm nauseous too. So like every little thing I do, I'm like, so this water, we're sipping baby sips because I don't know what it is.
Have you thrown up yet?
No, just dry heaving. That's when after I called my mom, because it was phlegmy, but like not, there was nothing. And I was like, I don't know. Like my stomach is clearly trying to reject something. And she's like, what'd you eat? And like you had asked me, I said, well, I got lunch meat from a store. Didn't really eat much. I just made one little sandwich that I normally do and had like my little tortilla chips with it. And I went to sleep.
Could have been the meat.
I don't, but nothing's come up or, you gotta make nothing's it come up or nothing's come down. We'll put it that way.
When I feel like that, I make it come up. See this finger here?
Oh, you don't understand that. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to sip my water because like.
You're fine.
Like I need something in my stomach, but I don't. I believe when you dry heave, it's your body like, hey, there's something in me. Get it out. So I totally full on world top model shut my finger in my throat and it was just.
It didn't come out.
And I was like, okay, maybe burp, which was like no relief at all. It just made it like rumble more. And I was, I don't know. I hope it's a 24-hour thing. I don't know.
I'd like to say that you'll be okay and you'll live, but I can't confirm that. I mean, I'm hoping for the best.
As I told my mom, I can deal with the other stuff. I just want the pain behind my eye to go away.
Right.
Like, it's just, every time I move, it's like.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to turn the light down?
No, it's fine. Like, it's just...
pain.
Throbbing? It's just pain. Yes. It's like, it feels like someone's on the other side of my eye socket punching it. And around it is like little people tap dancing. So it's like a throb in the middle, so he's like, it doesn't even bother me, but like on the inside. And at first I thought it was my pimple. I was like, look, this pimple is connected to something. And then like I pushed it into nothing. But we will survive. We'll do the show. Got another job to do later, so we will push through.
It's 5:51. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Can I give you a dog update?
Yeah. Oh, how is the little pumpkin?
He's fine. Now, most of my dread has subsided, and I'm back to, remember, all along, I thought that he would, my instinct said he was okay. And I think he will be that. We'll wait for the test on that mask they removed from his knee to come back on his front right knee. He was fine. When I got home yesterday, he was a little bouncier by the middle of the day. And I resolved to just hang out at home to keep an eye on him and watch his behavior, which I really didn't need to do because by 3 o'clock, our neighbors, the squirrels, had arrived out back, and he was back to to policing the back door. And he was all good. So here's what. I think I was just overwhelmed on Monday with, one, some things floating through my head that I don't want to share at the moment, and I probably never will. It's nothing that concerns anybody or anything. That, and then, like I said, I've seen family members frail and literally dying and dead, and it hasn't shaken me. But seeing Diddy yesterday... when I went to pick him up, all drugged up, like he was leaning against the wall.
Right.
I had to carry him out to the car. At bedtime, after I set up his little spot for him, because he wasn't going to be able to make it up the stairs because he was limping around, like he only had three legs.
Right.
And I carried him up to bed, and I put him into bed. Like, it was just very overwhelming for me to see him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not used to having, I would say, feelings like that, but I would say feelings at all. So
how was Andre doing this whole thing?
He's fine.
Chipper selfie. You're just like,
I'm like, stop backing into him. Right. Calm down.
Like, if you don't calm down, right.
I chased him.
Leave your brother alone.
I chased him over to the couch, and he squeaked a little bit because I was after him.
Yeah.
Because he kept banging into Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why I have chosen throughout my life to almost eradicate feelings from my existence.
Mm-hmm.
And B, make myself numb.
I feel like I'm that person, dude. Don't feel bad.
It's almost like a cowardly thing to do because as a human being, you need to experience feelings.
You do, but there's times that I've been called out by many people that I don't have feelings. I'm more of a meh. And I don't mean like men, like men, but I'm just like, hey, did you hear about so-and-so? I'm like, oh, no, what happened? They just make up something. They were in a car accident the other day. I'm just like, meh. And like, and it comes off very Richardish. You know what I mean? Like, very like, oh, you don't care? I'm like, I care, but I'm just like,
what do you want me to do?
Life happens. Yeah. Right. And I hate that. And sometimes I hate that I have that stance because people don't think that I care.
Right.
But like, I do, but I just, it's kind of like when someone tells me that a loved one of theirs passed and I don't automatically say I'm sorry.
Right. I didn't do it.
And I told you my story, like when I first met one of my best friends, Elijah, I was like, where's your mom at? And he was like, she's dead. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, why? Did you kill her? And like, that stuck with me. And that happened like 7 or so years ago. And that has stuck with me ever since. I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't do that anymore. Because like, that was the perfect response for me. Because I was like, oh, I'll be back. And I like, turned around and walked away. So I get it. Trust me. I get it.
A nerd moment.
Yay.
Did you see the second Star Trek movie with the Borg?
Is that In the Darkness? No, that's the third.
No, I mean like...
Oh, the actual
like
movie?
Like in the 90s.
No, I didn't. No.
So there's a robot guy who got an emotion chip.
Mm-hmm. And you can say his name.
I feel like it's... Okay, so...
His name's Data.
So Data never had emotions because he was an android. Mm-hmm. Then he got an emotion chip. They're in this one movie, he and Captain Picard, Patrick Stewart, are mm-hmm. tracking a devilish enemy. And there's anxiety and there's dread and there's fear. And Data switches off his emotion chip by like a little click of the neck.
Uh-huh.
Captain Picard goes, Data, there are sometimes I envy you. And that reminded me of the other day where these feelings that I was very unused to ever having
mm-hmm.
were troubling me. And I wish I could have shut them off. So, but I'm glad he's better. And I'm now back to feeling fully positive that he will not have anything awful wrong with him.
Yay!
And if he does,
four legs forever. I got you.
I'm almost certain. I was thinking about this last night. If they had to amputate, like, I don't know if I could put him through waking up and there being a leg missing.
Oh,
like because we talked about that yesterday. Like he woke up and he's got this. He didn't know that he was having.
Do dogs go through post-traumatic stress syndrome?
Oh, stuff? I'm sure.
Do they? Okay. I guess if I was a dog, I'd be like, where's my paw?
Yeah.
Like, as humans. I'm sure some amputees go through, like, I don't... It's like, one of my friends, he just had his leg amputated, and he seems to be in high spirits, but I'm sure he went through a moment where he was just like, why me? Like,
he also probably knew that it was coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
I guess only in emergency situations as a human being, like, not know they're about mm-hmm. to wake up one limb less.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Well, that's been a somber 15 minutes.
Happy Wednesday!
5:57, Would You Rather is coming up.
Yes.
Okay, that's on the way. Also today on the show, if people mess up your name, we'd like to hear about it. You can hit our Q105 Facebook page with that panel full of ladies just after 8 o'clock today and to get the podcast because you might only spend 15 minutes with us and you're gone after this. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. We'll get you the link for the podcast. Good morning. It's 6:11 on the morning reboot Q105. It's Eric Chase and a very ill Floyd.
Hey.
My apologies.
don't be sorry.
For your failing health.
It's fine. Probably because I work with children and with people all the time.
I've always wondered that. I guess if you're working around sick people, a nurse or around kids, like mm-hmm. a teacher or anything, if that helps you, like you get sick at first, but then you build up your immunity.
Yeah, I rarely get sick. Like, I'm pretty, like when a child sneezes, I'm just like, oh, wait, I'm superhuman. You're good. Because I've been around, I worked with kids for so long, so.
6:12 with the morning reboot, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. Ways people mess up your name. We've done this once before, but mm-hmm. we wanted to do it again because of Kanye and Kim's fourth kid named Psalm. Not Pizom.
Pizom?
How do people mess up your name? A couple of quick things to get to before we do Would You Rather. While I play tonight, they took a 15-hour bus ride to Ooh. Tulsa. They did not fly, so it would be awful if they drove there, played, lost. That'd be a terrible...
Oh, man.
So that's tonight at 8:05. I'm pretty sure it's on BCSN, and there will be watch parties at Hensville. There was one more thing, and I forget what it is. Besides, tomorrow night is one of my favorite Toledo events that I have never been to. Jam City.
I've seen a lot of people talk about that on Facebook.
Do you know what it is?
No.
So it benefits Food for Thought.
Uh-huh.
And it's at the Huntington Center. I believe it's gotten bigger and bigger with each ensuing year. That's why I think it used to be at the ballpark. Now it's at the Huntington Center.
Okay.
So all of the best chefs and food creators in the area make exotic, eccentric peanut butter and jelly dishes. Shut up. Yeah. For instance, CJ from Balance, he's like their head chef there. He's their mastermind. Like Balance is an Asian place.
Right.
I know, but they do a take on peanut butter and jelly. So that's what Jam City is. Very cool event. One more thing. We'll get into it in more detail because I know a lot of people waited for this. That kid in Sylvania did not have measles.
Oh, I read that story. I like skimmed on the story. I was like,
yeah.
I kind of felt like he didn't because I felt like we went in more details because the story like was just like, Kim Sylvania has measles coming up next. Like, I feel like they would elaborate more on it. So he just had symptom like.
Yeah, it's an allergic reaction, and it happened on a Friday. And I'm kind of glad that our media outlets didn't just kind of let it alone.
Yeah, they did.
Because if they talked about it and it was unknown, people would talk and lose their rush,
right,
their ability to be reasonable, and then before you know it,
would have been ridiculed.
Not even that. there would be a internet measles outbreak. The city would be, people just get, their imaginations go wild. So he doesn't have it. Or she, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. All right. Would I rather have measles or chicken pox?
Ooh.
I had chicken pox. I've never had measles.
I had chicken pox. Are they similar?
I think so.
Like itchy bumps. I feel like measles can lead to like pneumonia or something more
fatal.
Yeah. I'd rather have chicken pox. Rub me on a chicken pox any day. Not as an adult. Probably the same thing as an adult. Because you can die from chicken pox as an adult.
I think it's more serious, mm-hmm. right? Okay. What's actually on your list? Would you rather?
Well, what disease would I rather have?
No.
Oh, I was like, I don't know. Okay, would you rather create history or delete it?
Create it?
All right.
Because if we, like, delete Hitler, I guess 6 million of my tribe's people come back.
And I went to, when I looked up this up, when I looked this up too, I was like, ooh, slavery. We could delete it. But then I was like, it also, those trials and tribulations that others did before me do not go in vain, that I have the freedom that I have now.
Yeah.
So, like, as much as I want to say, let's delete it and, like, start anew, I'm just like, those make who we are. You have to go back and be like, while I'm over here being spoiled, not even 200 years ago, there was someone fighting for me to be a spoiled little
There was a quote in one of the last few Game of Thrones episodes, maybe to Sophie Turner's character, because of the time she was raped, and said, you know, without those experiences, I'd still be a little bird. And there was something else from another character, but if you delete slavery, you also delete Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah,
and
everything. Yeah,
if you delete slavery, you probably delete the need for him. But it's just, this is why it's would you rather to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, that was deep. Here's a lighthearted one. Would you rather age from the neck up or the neck down?
Oh wow! So that means the other part of me doesn't age.
So yeah.
Oh, and neck up, neck down. Neck down.
I would probably go neck down too. Because if I go neck up, they're like, oh, he's stunning. And then when we get naked, they'd be like, ooh, what is that?
Do you mind if I leave my clothes on while we do this?
You can cover my face up.
Right.
We can turn the lights off. Here we go. Would you rather? Oh, no. Come back. No. Here we go. Would you rather become famous or powerful? I know nowadays it's hand in hand, but you have to like, pick one.
Famous. I'm not one for fame. I would go with power. I don't need nor want fame, but I do like to control and put goodwill in places.
Now, if you would have asked 20-year-old Floyd, I would have been like, I want to be famous. Hey, famous is not a job. It's a perk of a job.
Yeah.
So I was just like, if you would ask me about what do you want to be to grow up? Famous.
Can I give you another Game of Thrones quote?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's something from like season 2 or season 3. And Littlefinger. Knowledge is power.
Who's Littlefinger? Is that the Not Today guy?
No.
Is that the horse butt?
No, I don't think we've done anything with him yet. It was knowledge. It's one of the more celebrated quotes. And knowledge is power.
All right.
And then Cersei has his men threaten to kill him and put a knife at his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, power is power.
Oh. Point taken. I do know who Cersei is. She's the short-haired one.
Yeah, that's Lena Headey.
She's the one who's like, told the dragon, like, I thought she had three dragons.
Yeah.
I thought she had three kids. All right, here we go. I like this one. Would you rather become a creative person or a technical person?
I think I already am creative, so can I add technical?
I guess you could. I mean, sure. If you're one of those people.
Yeah.
See, I'm both. So, like, when I was like, do I want to be more creative or more technical? And essentially, they do go together, but I was like, I'd rather be a more creative person.
You already are.
I am, but I'm also very technical, too.
Okay.
So
now I'll take technical. I'll add if I can add it to my creativity. Also, I think I need you to explain something to me during entertainment.
Uh-oh.
Or is it Dark Angel? What's this Muppets thing?
Hmm?
It's coming to Netflix, I think.
I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
You know, I'll go down this hole real quick.
It's in entertainment. It looks like Labyrinth. So.
Oh! I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know much about it, but I will explain.
I saw a lot of people talking about it online yesterday, and I figured it'd be right in your right up your alley. All right, no measles, but yes for walleye. And we found out what happened to that guy that got hit yesterday right outside of St. John's, which was like literally minutes before I left my house. I mean, arguably a block away and a few minutes earlier, it could have been me hitting that guy. We'll get to that next in news. It's 6:20 now on the Morning Reboot.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
How you doing, buddy? Good? Okay. The guy yesterday that Paul was talking about during traffic all morning hit out in front of St. John's. Jonah Montalbano, 23, was hit about 4 a.m. the 5900 block of Airport, right outside of Home Depot and St. John's. He was taken to UTMZ and pronounced dead just before 5 a.m. The driver who hit him said he was standing in the middle of the road dressed in black clothing but was unable to avoid him and struck him with his vehicle. The victim did not have identification but was identified by using Facebook, where he posted on May 6th that he was ready to die. Officers at the scene were approached by a woman who said she worked at the nearby Lenny's bar and met Jonah. He told her he was ready to die before leaving the bar. Police continue to investigate the fatal crash as a possible suicide. The driver was not cited. Certainly sounds like a suicide. And I'm wondering how they went about identifying him via Facebook. Did they take his phone and open it up?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess they did that.
I didn't see that. I know you hate this sick plot twist. I didn't see that. That's woo.
Could have been anybody. And can I make a brief plea? Obviously, I do a lot of work with suicide prevention. We have a meeting tomorrow, Suicide Prevention Coalition. It actually got moved from the Kent Library over to Black Kite. Look, if your life has come to that, I'm very sorry. And I wish we could stop you, but we can't save everybody. But for the love of anything, please do not bring your pain to other people.
Because like now this guy is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, troubled.
Now he's part of this circle. Now he's going to have stress and post-traumatic, I don't know how the verbiage for it, but like now he's involved, you know what I mean? Like now he's probably up at night like, oh, why me? Why
me? I killed the person.
Right.
And then you've got to go through, I mean, maybe you can just get over it. I don't think that's possible. But
even if someone, even if someone told me that, this isn't on you. They're at their bottom, their breaking point. I'm still in my head of heads. Like, I could have. Now I'm going through. Not only did I kill someone, but man, I could have been the one to save him. But I'm the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't bring your your wishes to die upon someone else. TFD wants to inspect food trucks in order to comply with new state rules, but food truck operators and some city council people are concerned the cost per inspection is too high. It would be about $150 per inspection to cover the department costs. Councilman Rob Ludeman on Tuesday said he and other council people spent the last year redefining what it means to be a mobile food vendor and updating the city's regulations. Food truck operators must pay a $50 permit to operate in Toledo, but there wasn't any mention of a new fire inspection regulation or associated fees. There's Sandy Spang would like to have these inspected. I believe Yvonne Harper and others are against it and don't want to continue to hit the food trucks with fee after fee after fee, including Phil Barone from Rosie's, who will be in here later to talk with us. He was against it, and like his truck, Rosie's food truck is compliant in other places like Maumee in Sylvania, but you'd have to pay more to Toledo. So is it needed? Is it fair? Let's have the discussion and move on, but let's not tax these trucks to death. As we mentioned earlier, results for a suspected measles case in Sylvania came back negative, according to the health department. Sylvania schools sent a precautionary letter home Friday. We've confirmed this student has received both of the required measles vaccinations and is out of school during this time. Late Friday afternoon, doubt about the child's actual affliction was raised when The Blade and their media partner, 13ABC, reported receiving a doctor's note sent to the television station by a man claiming to be the child's stepfather. The note... So the child's symptoms were caused by an allergic reaction to amoxicillin. So that's that. Some closings. Philip kind of tipped me off to this. Some closings at the mall. Pottery Barn and Disney's and the Disney Store are leaving the mall. The mall confirmed that yesterday. They will have some new additions. Toyland, which is this summer. Dry Goods in the fall. And I guess this June 1. Jasmine Intimates, High Level Fashion, and Sweet and Savory Crepes.
I think I know what High Level Fashions is. I think it's an urban store.
Okay.
I feel like it had a storefront in a plaza. I could be very wrong. So when it opens and you're like, ah, Floyd said the wrong thing. But I feel like I've heard that name before. I believe I'm like 95% sure.
Philip, so Casey, go after him. Philip said he thinks the mall is kind of trending towards potentially being like an outlet type mall or a mix of both. I guess the best comparison would be like Great Lakes Crossing. Past the palace up 75.
Yeah.
Like it's.
I was thinking of Tangles.
Right. Like there's some outlet stores, but there's some regular stores.
Yeah.
Whatever malls can do to stay in existence, some are adapting and evolving. David Duchovny from The X-Files and more will be at the Stranahan on July 11th to promote his new novel, Miss Subways.
I've always had a crush on him.
Tickets are $35 to $75, and you can go to StranahanTheater.com to get those tickets. Also, Paw Patrol is returning.
Yes!
Right before Thanksgiving, the 23rd and 24th of November. Paw Patrol Live, The Great Pirate Adventure. You can also, let's see, tickets for the performances for that one go on sale May 31st. StranahanTheater.com for more. And a rare kitten was born here in Toledo, and he's now up for adoption at the Humane Society. His name is Callahan, and he is a calico. Most calicos are female. Experts say one out of every 3,000 calicos is born male. Calico's mother was brought to the Humane Ohio in March, and it was apparent she was about to have kittens. As soon as they were born, the staff began checking the fur babies, and they saw that one was a male. Humane Ohio Medical Director Dr. Monica Monto was surprised when she realized Callahan was a boy. He's the only the third male calico she's ever seen during her career. So if you'd like to adopt Calico, or Callahan, get a C. Vets news again, no measles. Walleye tonight, 8:05, game 7 to go to the Kelly Cup Finals. 6:41 now with the morning reboot. You can explain to me this Muppets Dark thing when we return and more in entertainment before 7.
Q105 traffic.
6:53 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good to have you here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig, no measles in Sylvania. You can call or text the show, and you'll have to after 7 o'clock for how people mess up your name. Our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. If you text Eric to that number, you'll get the podcast link for the show, so you can listen to all about like an hour and 45 minutes of commercial-free and song-free content once we wrap up later on this morning. So we talked a couple of weeks ago about Ellen's potential retirement.
Yes.
Not happening.
I know. I saw that this morning when I woke up.
Good news, because if she goes out of business, then we're going to lose a lot of games.
Countless
radio stations, videos, like YouTubers and podcasts will have to do their own damn content. She's going to keep doing her talk show for at least another 3 years. The Ellen DeGeneres Show, which was already renewed through next season, will now go through 21-22. In a New York Times profile last December, she spoke about the possibility of wrapping things up after her current contract was up. "I'm excited to announce I'll be doing my show for 3 more years, she said during yesterday's show, mostly because I love doing it so much every day, but also because that takes me to the end of my car lease."
She's so funny.
I do like her a lot.
I do too.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think she, as the next few years go on, she'll start to get on the Howard Stern schedule? Like, I think when he started doing satellite radio, he did 4 days a week. And now I think he only does 3. I wonder if she will begin to take a day off and not, instead of run a rerun, slowly bring on someone else who will succeed her. And
she'll be kind of a
who's going to be the next Ellen? Red Table Talk?
No, I'm trying to think who she has currently on there that would enjoy. If she was younger, I would say her, Wanda Sykes, because she's been a recurring guest on there, and she's also filled in as when she had sciatica or back pain. She's filled in as a substitute host, I guess that's the word I'm looking for, guest host. And also Kelly has too, but she has her own show coming this fall.
Just something to keep an eye on over the next couple of years. All right, help me out with this. EW can exclusively reveal that the much-anticipated Dark Crystal Age of Resistance will launch on Netflix August 30th. I saw a lot of people that I connect with online talking about this yesterday. A 10-episode show is a prequel to the beloved Jim Henson and Frank Oz directed 1982 puppet fantasy adventure film, The Dark Crystal. The show is once again set on the world of Thra and concerns three Gelflings who discover the horrifying secret behind this Skeksis power and set out on an epic journey to ignite the fires of rebellion and save the world. The Gelflings are voiced by Taron Egerton, Anya Taylor-Joy, who I love, and Natalie Emmanuel, who I believe plays Sandy,
It's a very pretty cast, even though you just hear their voices.
I love her. And she lost her head in last week's episode. It's produced by a guy who's been connected to some Marvel movies and has worked on Now You See Me, Clash of the Titans, and The Incredible Hulk, which is not a great resume, but
it's a resume nonetheless.
So what is, obviously we all know Jim Henson and Muppets. Right. What are we doing here?
So it's a prequel to the original movie, which wasn't a box office hit, but I do know that it has a cult following. I know I quote the movie every now and then. It's up there with The Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Where it's very odd, but you know about it. Does that make sense? Like, I know people who love The Labyrinth, but I know people like me who are just like, that movie is freaking weird.
Creeped me out.
However, when you quote it, I'm like, that's from The Labyrinth.
It creeped me out when I was like 4 or 5.
So you never seen the original Dark Crystal?
I have not.
Okay, so it's up there because you were freaked out by the monkeys in Wizard of Oz? Or were you freaked out by the Wizard? Someone was freaked out by the Wizard of Oz we had in the studio.
My brother.
Was it your brother?
I'm okay with Wizard of Oz. Oompa Loompas.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there we go. Perfect. So you have Oompa Loompas. Yes. That face you're making, that is the Dark Crystal. It is bizarre. They look weird. They look like little toe people with their little morphed.
So it sounds.
Cindy Lou Who, Dr. Seuss faces.
It sounds like if you smashed Lord of Rings and Labyrinth together.
Boom. Thank you. You hit it on the head. So, like, put your hobbits in a maze, but looking for some way to liberate their people. So like the journey of Lord of the Rings with people that look like Whoville people. I like the Dark Crystal. Maybe not as a kid, but as I got older, I appreciated it more because I was always a Muppet fan, but they're very odd looking. But if it's something, ask your brother Paul if he's ever seen it. Because I feel like it's on the lines of people who are afraid of Wizard of Oz. They'll be afraid of Dark Crystal.
He wasn't born when this initially came out, but I'll ask him.
We weren't born when Wizard of Oz came out, but there's people who are just like,
solid point.
Not my thing.
I'll ask him. I'm going to guess the answer would be no, but August 30th on Netflix, and lots of people were talking about it yesterday. Cardi B. We've not had much Cardi news lately. She's got to cancel some upcoming concerts after being given strict doctor's orders to take it easy following her recent plastic surgery procedures. What?
No, I was going to say, because I read on all the stuff she had done, so.
Cardi was overzealous in getting back to work. She didn't take the time necessary to fully recover from her surgery. Her strenuous schedule has taken a toll on her body, and she's been given strict doctor's orders to pull out of the rest of her performances, according to a rep. After denying having had the procedure last fall, she admitted at the Beale Street Music Festival in Memphis couple of weeks ago that she recently had undergone liposuction. A few songs into her set, dressed in a skin-tight, sparkly red jumpsuit, she said she shouldn't be on stage. I have some news for y'all. I should have canceled today. I shouldn't really be performing, moving too much because it's going to F up my lipo, but bitch, I'm still going to get that mother effing money back. Let's go. She said she also wants people to understand that liposuction results don't happen immediately. Oh, Cardi, thanks for being so raw.
I just think Cardi's that person that you invite to the barbecue because you want her to show up because you know it's going to be a good time. But in the back of your mind, you're like, if she doesn't show up, I'm okay.
Right.
She says what's on her mind. And you got to respect that. She says what's on her mind.
Yes. Much like us. I appreciate her authenticity. I appreciate her desire to want to perform, though it's mostly driven financially. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate her authenticity. One final quick story. There's another petition going around the internet. The last famous one was the Game of Thrones one to have season 8 redone.
Is this one going to make me mad?
Yeah. No, this is fun.
Okay.
It's on change.org. It's by some weird group calling themselves Ring Arius. And it is calling for Danny DeVito to play the rebooted Wolverine in the MCU.
little. Danny DeVito.
Thousands of people have signed the petition.
Isn't there a mock poster of it?
Yes.
I feel like I've seen it out there.
It looks like him as the Penguin.
He looked like a Pokemon. I didn't know it was him. Oh, that ain't gonna happen, friends.
How is he?
He could be in the movie, though. He could play someone in the movie.
He's remained relevant because of It's Always Sunny. Mm-hmm. Okay. 7:01 with the morning reboot. It's Eric and an ill Floyd.
I don't know what's happening.
Feeling better? You look more lively.
I'm trying to push through. I'm good. I am a professional.
Okay.
Nobody turn these mics off. I'm like, ugh.
A topic we've done before, we'd like to do it again because of what Kim and Kanye named their fourth. We'll get to that next, and please be ready to call because we're down a Floyd today. So more participation is required from you. 7:14, good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, a very ill Floyd. We're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. I'm here every day. I ain't going nowhere.
419-240-1055. That's our Mike's Pizza and More text line. So Kanye and Kim, you probably already know, especially if you listen to the show, named their fourth child, little boy, Psalm. P-S-A-L-M. And to be very honest, I've seen that word hundreds of times throughout my life. Very often when I was a little boy and a kid in Hebrew school.
Okay.
I had no effing idea what it meant until I was yesterday years old when I found out that psalm means song in Hebrew. They didn't even mention this, but I'm like, they wanted to give him a name. Kanye came up with the name and he wanted the child to have meaning, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what does Kanye make for a living? Songs. So it made a lot of sense, but I'm pretty certain a lot of people will mispronounce the name or not know how to say it at all. And we've done this topic before, but I wanted to bring it up again because of that. Mm-hmm. And I know how angry or irritated we get when people mispronounce our names, and we believe they're easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
419-240-1055. How do people mess up your names? One quick tangent. This actually won't be on the air.
Okay.
The people whose names are like Jamie Smith, and you phonetically spelled out on Facebook, you can run into a wood chipper too.
Like, you talking about me when I write names?
No. People, you can phonetically spell out your name on Facebook.
Yeah.
How to pronounce it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like underneath.
Michael Dorn.
It's always the Michael people.
I know how to pronounce your name.
Right.
Give us the tough ones. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Leah.
Leah. With an H or without?
With an H. Thank you.
So, well, I mean, but there, I knew a Leah without an H growing up.
I knew a Leah without an H, too.
Oh, they absolutely exist, but you would be surprised at the number of times in my life I've been called Lee.
Lee,
yeah. God,
people are so... Now, you can phonetically spelled out on Facebook. Does Starbucks get it right?
If Lee. I go to the Starbucks where they know me.
Gotcha. That was her saying, Eric, you're an idiot.
Leah with an H.
Leah calls back.
That was our 7 o'clock call.
419-240-1055. How do people mess up your name? We could do an entire show on just the Starbucks version of this.
Remember when we first started and our number two texter, Dina.
Dina.
And I kept calling her Deanna for the longest time. And then like she was very polite about it. We're actually Facebook friends now. She was like, no, it's Dina, pronounced D-E-E. N-A. I was like, oh, Dina.
Yeah, but it's spelled like Deanna.
Yeah, so I'm sure she gets that a lot still, too, though. That has to be so hard defending your name. Like, say you're like 45 or 50, and people are still pronouncing your name wrong. You're like, I have been defending my name since 74.
You know what you want to do? You want to call a radio station and complain about him. Yes. Hi, who's this?
Bianca.
Let me try. B-I-A-N-C-A?
Yeah, that's correct.
How do people get it wrong?
They pronounce it, I mean, I say my name and they say Brianna. I'm like, no, it's Bianca or Bananka. That's a good one.
So, I'm not going to laugh. I had a friend in high school named Bianca and I used to call her Bananka all the time. It would make her so angry.
What?
I apologize.
I went to high school with you.
Wait, is this her?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, shut your mouth. Hi. How are you, girl? I used to call her Bianca all the time.
Wow, you're meeting the girl you bullied.
Oh my God.
Bianca, what do you want to say to Flo after years of teasing?
No.
It's been so long since I've seen you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, wow. That's awkward. Very awkward. You know,
you want me to leave the room?
No, I want to leave the station.
I listen to you guys every morning and crack up, and I'm like, there's Floyd.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Bianca.
Oh, my God. I miss your face.
Bianca, are you one of the people that used to call him Doyle or Lloyd Flanderson?
No, I didn't.
Well, thanks for calling the show. What took you so long to call your old buddy, your old bully?
I know. It's busy in the morning, so I finally got through this morning.
Well, thanks for listening to us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Bye. Okay, I am.
You're so white right now.
That's funny. Okay. That's hilarious.
419-240-1055. How people mess your name up.
Yeah, until they called her Bananka. But we were friends, though. I wasn't bullying her.
Teasing?
I was just an obnoxious teenager.
Teasing, playing around.
With a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. We also get, on the text line, we got Taryn. Ooh, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name, Pumpkin. Oh, you phonetically spelled it for me.
Wait, hold on, can I give this a shot?
Okay.
Is Taryn T-A-R-Y-N?
Yes.
Okay.
So I knew Taryn, but the last name is spelled W-A-C-H-O.
Wait.
right.
W-A.
I'm putting it out there, sorry.
Okay.
W-A-C-H-O-W-I-A-K. Wow.
Wakowiak.
Yeah. I would have butchered that. I would have called you Wachakwaka. It would have sounded very African. I'm sure you're not Taryn, but I would have been like,
that's Polish,
name,
I think.
Your name
it's
is Taryn Wachakwaka.
I take great pride in spelling things correctly and pronouncing things correctly.
Oh,
and
that's crazy.
People take a lot of pride in their name being said correctly.
Well, think about number one text fan Josh. We couldn't say his last name. He had to phonetically spell it out for us.
Knudsen or Knudsen?
It's nude, like nude, naked, nude.
Yeah.
And then send.
We're
like
putting
send
everybody's
email.
Business out there.
Well, they're texters. They like it. I'm sorry, friends.
And Dina, you blame your parents on that one. That's all them.
Like I was so.
Your name is literally spelled as someone else's
Remember
name.
Remember after she told me it was Dina, I go, I'm still going to call her Deanna because
right.
That's how it's spelled.
Right. It's like your name is Stacy.
Oh,
but
that's a good one too.
It's like your name is Stacy, but it's spelled A M B E R. Yes. It's literally someone else's name.
But no, so we just got one. And I get this all the time. Glenn, he gets G-L-E-N-N. I get it with a double N. There's no extra N because people always spell my name. Always. F-L-L-O-Y-D. That's Flaloid. Okay? I get double L's all the time. I think that's how British people spell it. With two L's.
I've never seen any double L's in
Floyd.
Oh,
they're out there. Trust me.
I'm going to look them up.
Yes.
And I'm sure when Glenn has to spell his name, like it's Glenn, two N's, probably rolls off the tongue.
See, now I see it both ways. Like looking at him, looking at the text, I'm like, do I spell Glenn with two N's or one N? Either way, they look right.
Well, they're both pronounced the same way.
I know, but what's the double N for? I always want to know that. Kind of like Lloyd. Why is there two L's? You could just go L-O-Y-D.
Oh, that's why people put two L's in your name.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I'd like to know the background.
You only hear
that.
One.
People, well, there's a reason that my name, my radio name isn't A-R-I-C because I don't want that headache. I don't want that Dina headache.
You told me try to, you asked me how to pronounce it one day and I tried.
And it hurt your tongue.
Nope. You were like, no, it hurts my head. Stop.
My last name is slightly mispronounced at times. They'll say Wise,
mm-hmm.
like W-I-S-E mm-hmm. instead of Weiss.
Don't try it with me. I'm that person.
Eric, is that a Jewish name? No, it's Eric with an A.
I wish my sister was up because she works, I know, at the Mercy building and she gets names all the time that she'll send me and I'm like, what does that say? You know, she, and if this, I'm not saying the child's name, but the mother's name was Shamunde.
Okay.
Shamunde. I'm just going out on a limb and say she is not from Perrysburg.
Maybe she is.
She's like, this Paris name is Shamunde. I'm like, ooh, girl.
Is Tiana one N?
T-I-A-N-A, yes.
One N.
But she gets mad when people double N it. People double N it all the time. So I have another friend named Tiana, and hers is T-I-A-N-N-A. So yeah, it's that back and forth. And like,
I get it, because with Tiana, Anna, and Anna is usually A-N-N-A. Now, mm-hmm. I know there are probably some people who say it Anna, or mm-hmm. say it Anna, but I mean,
yeah,
it's very personal to us all. 7:23, it's Eric and a very ill Floyd. You're getting through it.
I am. I need this headache behind my eye.
How do people misspell your name or mispronounce your name? The Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. Do you think you'll be able to slay these songs next?
Oh, I forgot I had to do that.
Yeah, let's Floyd do it. Floyd will sing in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 traffic.
The 7:37 on the morning reboot. You mentioned something in our previous segment with your sister and mm-hmm. things that I've long thought and something that's troubled me and we'll have to bring up at another point in time.
Okay.
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 Cool. 7:37 the morning reboot, Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd.
Is it a bad thing?
It's something that bothers me that I have concern about.
Oh, okay.
At 8:50 today, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff also. We can get to the podcast for this show. Text Eric to our Mike's Pizza and More text line, 419-240-1055. We're tracking Floyd's mysterious illness.
McCooties.
Stefan has the same thing?
He had it yesterday.
Really? With the pain behind?
Minus the eye. Yeah, that's what he just said. Minus the eye thing.
Let me make sure I have... Okay. I will be handing you... I'm handing Floyd lyrics. Floyd has lyrics. And we're going to play Slay It or Spray It. A game we borrowed from Jimmy Fallon. Basically, Floyd has lyrics of very popular songs. He'll sing
one song I don't know.
He'll sing along with them, and then the lyrics will stop, and Floyd will have to continue with the correct lyric. You know all of these songs.
I do, but I don't sing them out loud, especially the one by my favorite artist right now.
Really?
That's the song I skip over on the CD.
What?
I know.
Ooh. Oh, they're going to kick you out of the fan club. All right. With the first song,
ow, Pipple.
Your first lyric there, first set of lyrics is the Jonas Brothers' Sucker. Are you ready?
There's so many words.
We go together.
Oh, we're going to start.
Better than birds of a feather.
We'll start over.
I thought this was going to have the intro.
Sorry.
I got excited.
Sorry. All right, here we go.
We go together. better than birds of a feather. You and me, we change the weather.
Yeah.
I'm feeling heat in December.
This is bad.
Around me. I don't feel good, leave me alone. I've been dancing on the cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, and the tattoo in my brain. Then baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I will blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah.
Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things.
Yeah, this is bad. I know any of these songs.
All right, let's move on to
Don't do this to me.
Arguably the number one song of the last year or so.
And I should know this.
High Hopes. Sing along wherever you are.
I know.
Is it because he's white?
No, I like them.
Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have the job, but I always had a vision. Always had high hopes. High hopes for the living. Didn't know how I always make a living. I was gonna be well, one in a million. Always had high hopes. Mama said, dude, bring all your prophecies, something of memories. Manifest destiny.
Mama says, fulfill the prophecy. Be something greater. Go make a legacy. Manifest destiny.
Yeah, she wanted everything. She wanted everything.
All right, let's move on to.
Don't sigh at me.
Khalid, Love Lies.
Okay, first off, you might as well just skip the song.
You don't
I didn't even know the melody of the song.
Tell me where your love lies.
I do like this song. Do we like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. It's like a new.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe. I need a lover to trust. Tell me you're on my side.
Oh, right, we'll go right to it.
It's not easy for someone to catch my vibe.
It's like I'm drunk at karaoke.
But I've been waiting for you for my whole damn life.
My whole lifetime.
Don't be afraid to tell me if you ain't.
I don't know. I don't even want to try. You did hear that? It was like mumbling. Someone gave me a sobriety test, like Floyd. Yeah. Sing Love Lives. And I'm going to be like, cuff me now.
Let's wrap up with Ariana Grande. You don't like this song?
Don't do this to me. There's a lot of customers in this song, Pumpkin.
Well, you'll have to self-edit.
I'm away. Ain't feeling this way. I do not know what to say.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't think about it.
I almost said it.
I wanna know how you taste.
Usually don't give it away. But you know I'm out here thinking about it. Then I realize she ain't right there. Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, I'm bored. And if they told me something, I'll skip this song.
You can hit it in the morning.
Guess what?
Yeah, yeah, like it's yours.
Guess what?
What?
In the Coachella version, it just goes, yeah, yeah, it's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, take that mashup.
7:43.
You're welcome for that, Toledo.
With the Morning Reboot, Eric and Floyd. A modest effort today by Floyd. He's feeling ill, so.
No, that kind of woke me up. I thought I did good till Khalid. Is it Khalid or Khalid?
Khalid.
Oh! And what's her, how do you say her name? Normani? Normani,
the girl
thank
from
you.
Fifth Harmony.
She's beautiful.
Let's do Renee Zellweger news, and for the first time ever on this show, news from The Voice, because apparently someone won last night, and John Legend won a new kind of award from it.
Okay.
Before 8.
Q105.
7:57 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. It's Eric and Floyd. Let's hope Floyd feels better. Floyd. Yes. We don't talk about The Voice much, if ever. You watch it?
Yes, but then they get to the final five, and if I don't like them, I'm out.
Hashtag The Voice Too White.
No, no, not even that. Hashtag the voice to country. Voice to country.
Same thing. They got a winner last night. The end of season 16, Malin Jarman. Did I say that right? She and her coach, John Legend, won. It cemented his... This is totally made... I guess, to quote Thor, all things are made up. He won a VGOT.
Oh, because he's an EGOT, but in the V.
Right. She was great since her blind audition. She's got a number one single on iTunes in the top 100. Second place went to Gith Rigdon. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the...
Third and fourth place went to Dexter Roberts and Andrew Sevener. And many of them have had some success on iTunes already.
Good.
How many seasons of The Voice have you dropped in for?
The last four.
Okay.
I've not been invested.
I've never watched it.
I mean, here's the thing. They don't really produce hit makers.
That was in the article.
They really don't. They have their heyday for like... So like Malin, I'm looking at her now.
The girl that won?
Well, we won't know about her come July. Or tomorrow.
I was looking up...
No shade. I'm just being honest.
I was looking up American Idol winners for something and just scrolling through all the participants and the runners-up. And after like... Like, right before Philip Phillips, which I think we said was season 10, I don't know. After that, I don't know anybody anywhere.
Right, and that's the thing about, that was the golden age and, like, the staying power of Idol. Like, everyone knows who David Archuleta is.
Yes!
You know what I mean? He didn't even win.
Right.
Everyone knows who LaToya London is. Like, all these people who, like, weren't... Jennifer Hudson before she, like, skyrocketed with her Academy Award. Like, people knew who, like, the Kimberly Locke, the top five, the top three, like, but like on The Voice, I'm like, when you're like, she won, I go, oh, I didn't even know what team she was on. I just assumed she was,
even,
I didn't even know who she was. You could have said her name is Crystal Q105. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know her on that show. But like, yeah.
Even in the later seasons of Idol, the people that won, I'd never, like, they would be working singles to radio stations, and then someone would say they were on Idol. I had Nick Frattiani, is that right? Let's move on.
I was like, I guess.
You chose for the people to get a Game of Thrones story. It's kind of a
slow... I like when you're, because you're very passionate about
it. It's
it.
Kind of a slow entertainment day. So there's not going to be any spin-offs that lead to shows after what's already happened. There will be prequels. Maisie Williams... some of her thoughts. I just wanted to be on the set with the show ending and her character being in dark places over the years. I just wanted to be on the set again with Lena. That's Cersei. She's good fun. And I wanted Arya to kill Cersei, even if it means Arya dies too. So I'm learning they're all very, like, they all, like, we as watchers didn't want the characters we love to die, even though we knew some of them had to. And really, none of the major characters died except for, spoiler, Cersei and Jaime, which we kind of knew what happened.
Those people who got buried.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Isaac Hempstead Wright, who plays Bran. Spoiler! He wound up being king. When he got the script, I genuinely thought it was a joke script, and that the producer sent to everyone a script where their own character ends up on the Iron Throne. Yeah, good one, guys. Oh, blank. It's actually real.
Mm-hmm.
I like cursing him. Also, I'm happy, though I kind of wanted to die and get in one good death scene with an exploding head or something. They all wanted to die.
I think that shows the true testament of that show, that not only you as a viewer are invested, but them as like an employee of this franchise is invested. Like, can you imagine like being that person, like getting a script, you're like, wait, I have to live? Like, you know what I mean? Normally people are just like, oh, I get to live to see another season. But most people are just like, I want to die. I want the most gruesome death you can give someone.
Yeah, or it's become so famous for its deaths that, yeah, they want those. How very macabre of them. 8:02 with the morning reboot on Q105. Around 8:50, your first national keyword of the morning to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. It's the last week to do that. Then we have a new contest beginning next week where we can get you off to Vegas. Panel full of ladies, I've got questions for you on the way. Be ready to call.
Q105 Studio spot.
8:14. Good morning. The morning reboot. 8:50 today. So half an hour or so. First national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. We can grab one more caller. I said it too fast. I apologize. Yeah. I should have been slower. 419-240-1055. If you would like to be on the panel full of ladies and talk about comfortable places, call now. Is this a soothing... Oh, look, my voice was so comforting, you yawned.
No, and I totally heard, you totally heard me go, I was like, oh, no.
Perhaps a hammock out in your backyard. Ooh. Perhaps with Bob Ross painting right next to you. Call now. Where's the most comfortable place you've ever been? Could we do the show like this?
That's. It reminds me of that SNL skit with Alec Baldwin, Anna Gasker, and Molly Shannon when they're talking about their sweaty balls.
I remember the word. Do you remember that? I remember sweaty balls. I don't remember the whispering.
Yeah, they totally talk like that. Is it? Mm.
You can go ahead and grab that. In fact, let's listen to Floyd shortly off the air. All right, let's roll into our ladies here. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to speak with you today. Kelly's 50 from Temperance, married with two kids. Is all that right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Hi, Angie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Angle.
Angle.
Yep. Angle. Toledo. Single. No kids.
Nope.
Yeah, I think we've gone through that before. Floyd, who's on three?
Oh. Janie, two kids, my coworker.
Hi, Janie.
Hi.
Be aware of Floyd today. He's got something stabbing him in the back of the eye.
Oh, that's not good.
I know. All right. First question. Kelly, where is the most relaxing place you've ever been or the most relaxing thing you've ever sat or laid in?
Probably just my own bed. I don't know.
Which side of the bed do you lay on?
Looking at it on the left side. It depends. Laying in it is the right side, but looking at it is the left side.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, well...
Is it my left or your left? How about you, Angie, the most relaxed you've ever been in a certain place?
In a pool.
Which pool?
My friend used to have a pool. My friend had this beautiful house and this amazing oasis backyard. And yeah, I could just float there all day.
Rich people. Total envy.
Stop
Janie,
that.
How about you? Where is the most comfortable you've ever been?
Probably on my cruise when I went for my honeymoon.
Like, what were you on? What were you like laying on, or where were you that made it comfortable?
Probably just the atmosphere made me more relaxed. Mm. Like, I'm a very high stress person, so anytime I'm away from my normal life, I relax a little bit better.
I feel stressed just talking to you. You're welcome. Kelly, if you're going somewhere together, who drives and why? You or him?
Usually him, because I get lost.
Okay. And he doesn't, right?
No, he can go somewhere one time and remember exactly all 50 turns.
That's a man thing.
So that I'm good at that too.
In the same way
and
that
I haven't lived here that long, and he's been here a little bit longer, so
I'm gonna guess you came where from somewhere in the South, right?
South Carolina.
Welcome to our humble area.
Thank you.
I'm sorry what winter happens here. Angie,
I'm actually enjoying it. I just got back. I flew back up last night. I was visiting last week, and I'm glad to be back where it's cool.
Did you go down there, as my friend says, did you go down to get a tune-up on your accent?
I'm sure.
Angie.
I haven't been here that long, so it hasn't had time to go away yet.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds good. I like it a lot. Angie, when you're on a date or with a person, who drives and why?
It really depends. Lately, it's been that someone else drives because my car, I jokingly call the dog park mobile. So it's, forever got... I won't say muddy footprints, but
right.
It's hard to keep it clean.
No, I got it.
The dogs to the dog park, so yeah.
Janie, when you're going somewhere with him, who drives and why?
I always drive. He is not a very good driver, and he's very directionally challenged.
Okay, and you're also stressed out easily, so you need to keep control of things, right?
I guess, yeah.
I need a shot after talking to you.
so do I.
I love it when the callers fight. Kelly, I guess when they were younger or yeah, I guess when they were little kids, what wouldn't you let your kids watch?
It's kind of stupid now, but the Tom and Jerry movie.
How come?
Because they had a song in there talking about being greedy and blah, 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 and money, and I don't know. It was kind of stupid now that I think about it. But
okay. Angie,
it just bothered me.
Angie, if you have kids or your friends have kids, what kind of would bother you if they were watching? The obvious answer is porn, obviously. I was thinking something else, though. You know, you can't watch any porn until age 12 years old.
Well, actually, I have 4 god kids.
Okay.
From the age of, like, 12 to 8. And they aren't allowed to watch anything that is PG-13, even.
Okay.
Because their mom is very adamant about them being kids as long as they can be kids.
It's PG-13. Do the math.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Janie? What won't you let your kids watch?
I don't like my daughter to watch anything with violence in it, but she loves anything with robots. So actually right now Transformers is one of her favorite things to watch. So I can't really get away with a no violence thing.
You said your daughter or your son?
My daughter.
Gotcha.
She will be 3 in July, and she loves Spider-Man, Transformers. Yeah.
If you ever need a babysitter or would like her to get further education in all those things, I'd be happy to help. And I'm probably a lot less stressing than you are.
Okay.
If you don't leave Janie alone, she is a mother.
Don't you feel it? I mean, I can feel the stress.
I know her.
That explains a lot of the stress.
I've seen it.
He knows our job and my stress level, so he gets it.
Yeah,
he totally gets it.
I'm team Janie and that stress.
Well, you go to the bar. I will hang out with your daughter.
Actually,
and
we send really good Snapchats back and forth to each other.
Okay.
When we're not at work.
Kelly, it was a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to Toledo. We're glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Angle, we'll talk to you soon. And Janie, nice to talk to you. Go have a drink.
Bye. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Yes.
No,
where's your most relaxing place? I actually wanted to know that when you first asked it. I was like,
ever?
Yeah, like where you just felt like one with, you were just, when it was over, you're like, oh, man.
Probably when I can, you know what? When I went to Mexico by myself a couple of years ago, and I got out to the pool either before the rush or after the rush, and I was just laying there. And literally, I left all my drama and junk up here in Toledo. It was then.
Just didn't do anything. Just have your moment.
And then it was my last day. It was kind of cloudy. And I wanted to do the Wave Runner.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have my phone and blah. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it.
Right.
Yeah, like being on the Wave Runner, going out farther than I was supposed to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was very relaxing.
Nice.
That's nice. So Kelly, the reason I asked that, what won't you let your kids watch? Because Alabama did not air that Arthur episode last week. Because why? Because it's Al-freaking-Bama.
And the memes that come from it, Alabama, you set yourself up for failure. I'll show you the one I have. I can't say it on air.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Arthur episode where the teacher married his friend.
It's on my Twitter.
Alabama ran a rerun last week.
Did they end up airing it? Instead of actually airing. Okay. Yeah,
Alabama is not about that gay life.
Oh, Alabama.
Or a lot of other things that have happened in the last 20 years.
You're right.
8 or longer than that. Civil rights.
We're marching today.
Yeah. 8:23 with the morning reboot on Q105.
I didn't have a good time.
Mary, the short version of this is there's a sweet deal on sale at 8 or at 9. 9. Yep. 9. Sweet deal for Rosie's.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing 25 for 50. They will go quickly, be standing by the website. Literally at 9 o'clock, or start hitting refresh on Q1055.com right before 9 o'clock, or you can text sweet to 419-240-1055. All right, that's out of the way.
Yes.
Phil does not normally. Phil, I don't think you normally dress like Jim Morrison.
I do whenever I can. It's good for my head.
Phil from Rose is here because there's a pretty cool event for a great cause going on out in Floyd's new adopted home of Sandusky.
Sandusky, baby.
Sam Dusky. What's this party that you have?
It's a Jim Morrison tribute show, and it's going to be my brother Mike is going to open up. Mikey Blue Barone, he does original songs. He's a bluesman, and he also plays harmonica in the band. And we have it's a big band. We have it's a 10-piece band. And we have a 3-piece horn section. And we're going to do a lot of Doors songs that you know and a lot that you probably don't know that well. Oh, so nice. It's going to do over 20 songs. It's going to be over a two-hour show, and we're just going to rock it out, have some fun.
And you said since Sandusky, what is it, like a 45-minute ride?
45, about an hour. I hate you so much. You
I hate well, it. I know, I'm just wondering.
No, First off, you can't go.
Figured you've done the trip enough to shave off a couple of minutes, but Phil, there's a bus leaving from the Village Idiot to get people out there.
We call it the Blue Bus.
Okay.
The blue Bus is calling us. We're going to leave from the Village Idiot in the back parking lot. It's you get the tickets at Rosie's on 606 North McCord. And it's $25 for a round trip ticket on the Blue Bus to go to the show. So it's going to leave at 6 sharp at the back parking lot of the Village Idiot, and then go to the show and then come on back.
I'm sure room for that will be limited, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's only 50 seats, so I would get your tickets now. And it's a great deal, and the show is going to be fantastic, so you're going to have a lot of fun.
And there is a bar on the bus.
Let's mention that's very
important. You know, bar and a bathroom.
Two key things.
Nice. So do we get to ride with the band, or you guys are going to be in Sandusky?
We're going to be in Sandusky, but maybe we'll come back. We'll see. I don't know yet. I'm partying.
I'm all about living my best groupie life. I'm
right? Like, this is a groupie bus.
Exactly.
Phil, do you have groupies? Does the band have groupies?
Well, I don't know. Mary is going to be a bartender, and Haley Posner is going to, you know. We got two gorgeous girls going to bartend on that bus, so I would be there.
You might have some groupies.
Yeah.
I know you work for Paul, too. You are just, you get around.
I have a side hustle.
Yes, you do.
Or two.
I love it.
Or two.
You don't know her life.
Phil, it's for kids in Sandusky, right?
Yeah, it's the Sandusky Children's Museum. It's I think it's a newer entity, and they're right across the street, actually, from the State Theater. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, all the proceeds are going to go to those guys, and to help the kids out. And the tickets, by the way, you have to go to the State Theater. It's the only place you can get them.
Okay.
SanduskyState.com.
Thank you, Mary.
You can get them on the website, right?
Yep, SanduskyState.com.
For the show, what about for the 50 available seats for the Team Johnson limo?
That'll be at Rosie's. That'll be at Rosie's. $25 for a round trip ticket on the Blue Bus. And just come to Rosie's. We have them at the front counter.
And, of course, the sweet deal goes on sale in 20 minutes. Now, before you think that I'm trying to act like some jerk on TV news, I asked Phil if I could ask him about the food truck inspection tax. So there's a story in the Blade today, and, of course, Rosie's. Probably one of the very first extremely popular food trucks, as the food truck boom has hit in the last couple of years. I think it's the fire department wants to do fire inspections for each and every food truck that comes into Toledo, and it's a bit maybe even unnecessary or excessive?
Well, yeah, it's we've already been inspected by Bowling Green, Waterville, and Perrysburg.
Do they charge?
No, they don't charge. They don't charge, and Toledo would like to charge. And we just got done with, there's some new fire law, so we had to repipe and do some stuff on all the trucks. When my one truck, it cost me $1,800 to revamp everything, and now that's a kick in the derriere there.
Yeah.
And so I think we've kind of, we're maxed out. The trucks are behind the eight ball right now because everybody had to do something.
Yeah.
To do that. So depends how old your truck was, and so to do that, we already pay a fee to Toledo to have a license for downtown.
$50 for everybody, right?
$50, right?
Yeah.
So, we don't have any problem with inspections. I mean, it's gonna happen. But I think what they need to do is get together and have one, whether it be Toledo, Perrysburg, whatever, inspect, because it's Ohio law. So,
right.
And so if we have one inspection, and that's, that's your inspection for early, and then if people want to board you for festivals, that's going to happen. That's sure. All fine and good. But that way you're inspected, and it's instead of getting inspected,
City by city, municipality by municipality would be a total. Maybe at the very, if the one, like county, that's a little bit larger. But yeah, let's not.
And what it is, too, you have to take a day off to get this inspection. So you're going to lose. And they're kind of late to the game right now because, finally the weather's turning. Mm-hmm. The spring's been awful, so it's not been
it
a
has.
good food truck spring at all. So we're ready to get going and on a positive note. And so it's that hurts you if you have to shut down for a day.
I saw the story in the Blade, and I forget which of the council members said, like, okay, let's discuss this like after food truck season ends and not hit them with this in the middle of the season, or as you said, it just got started.
So I agree 100% on that.
Where's the food truck going to be in the next couple of days or so? I mean, we're about to hit festival season and whatnot.
We'll be in Perrysburg for the market there.
Okay.
And Bowling Green on Wednesdays. They have a market there that we're at, and then Tuesdays in Waterville.
Okay, nice.
There's market, and then eventually downtown. Everybody's been calling, when are you going down to Levis and Levis Square downtown? So that's
I need lamb chops.
Yeah. Gotta have some choppers.
I think
hot mama bread.
Lunch at Levis starts the first or second, like June 1st or June 6th, lunch at Levis.
I think it's a week before, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I thought the end of May, but maybe not. Maybe it is June.
It's the 6th. First Thursday in June. So yeah, lunch at Levis. You guys, Rose is like an anchor of all the food trucks that we have here now. Anything else going on at Rosie's? Summer stuff.
We got patios open. Finally got all my plants out from the greenhouse are all out there now. So it's looking like an Italian villa now, and we're finally getting the weather. You know, the plants go through a little bit of shock. It's like 80 degrees in the greenhouse last couple, month, and because when the sun's out, and then they go out to this 40 degree night, and then they tend to freak out a little bit.
But my condo is a little weird, but I mean, today it's going to be 80 something. I had my heat on yesterday. It's been a crappy spring.
Yes, it has.
It's all your fault, Mary, because you don't bring enough Starbucks to the morning show.
I will do better.
Phil, from Rosie's, from the food truck, from the Jim Morrison event happening in Sandusky. One more time, that date?
It's June 8th. It's a Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay. There's a bus with limited seating from Team Johnson. You can get tickets for that at Rosie's. If not, State Theater website, Mary?
It is SanduskyState.com.
Okay, for the tickets for the show. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're going to leave that on all day?
What are you talking about, man? Yeah,
check him out at Rosie's.
Feathered indeed. 844.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Gotta have it. It goes with the leather pants.
Side, it's very Joy Behar, too. Sorry. That's good, though. I love it.
Phil and Mary are going to leave, and Phil's going to go to Mary. Does he know that that's actually my real hair? 845 with the morning reboot. Sweet deal.
Mary.
Sweet deal on sale. Q1055.com. Get there at 8:59. Morning Reboot Q105, your national keyword. Your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff. Text that national keyword, happy.
Happy.
To 95819. It's happy, H-A-P-P-Y, to 95819. In all honesty, if you can't spell the word, you shouldn't be allowed to win.
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
We'll text you back confirming your entry. Data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Like, there's rarely ever a two-syllable word like happy on these words. They're very simple, and if you can't spell it.
And two letters are the same.
Right. It's the morning reboot on Q105. A couple of things to hit quickly. Tomorrow night is an event I've never been to, but I'd like to go. Jam City, exotic and delicious and eclectic peanut butter and jelly combinations at the Huntington Center to help Food for Thought out.
It starts at 6, correct?
What do I look like? Big Ben? Do I look like an Apple Watch?
This is... Never mind.
Tonight, the walleye play... In actually like 11 hours, they will drop the puck and face off with the Tulsa Drillers game 7 of their series. It would suck if they lost.
But don't think that way.
It'd suck if they lost because that means they bust 15 hours to go lose a hockey game.
And weren't they up like...
Yes, 3-2.
Yeah.
They have had the series in hand, and from what I read in the Blade, they've been the better team in the series.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, all things are tied up 3-3. And the kid in Sylvania did not have measles. It was an allergic reaction to amoxicillin. A lot of Hollywood things are pulling their production and other parts of the Hollywood process out of Georgia because of their heartbeat bill. And if you did not know, there is much like I think in the last 10 years, the Cleveland area and then right up in Michigan, actually like the Monroe Adrian area, have had a lot of production, have had a lot of movies and TV shows shot in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the first Avengers was shot partly in Cleveland.
Okay.
Michael Bay was in Michigan all the time for Transformers.
Transformers was up there, yeah.
Because they got tax exemptions. Atlanta and Georgia did the same thing. But a new comedy starring Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamelo, has pulled out of filming in the state in protest of the anti-abortion heartbeat bill. Mm. Representative for Wiig also told Time magazine the film pulled out of state after the bill's signing. Wiig and Mamelo, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, are co-writing, and the film is produced by Jessica Elbaum of Gloria Sanchez Productions. It's a Lionsgate thing. Last week, Imagine Entertainment announced that filming for its Netflix film, Hillbilly Elegy, did I pronounce that right, would remain in the state, but the company would donate to ACLU of Georgia in opposition of the bill, and Imagine would consider a boycott if the law were to take effect. So, where do you hurt people when you're against something? Their pocket.
Cha-ching.
Right. Always follow the money.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger would say, says she would do another Bridget Jones, and she even has an idea of where the character is now. She was on the talk yesterday to promote a Netflix melodrama, What If? Cheryl Underwood asked Zellweger if she'd be interested in doing a fourth film, and Zellweger joked, Bridget Jones, the menopause. No, I know Helen's written the book, and I love this character. So, I mean, if they call me, I'll go running. The Oscar winner, who also stars in the upcoming Judy Garland biopic, Judy, last did Bridget Jones in 2016, Bridget Jones's Baby.
Talk about a franchise you didn't know was going to stick around.
That one?
Yeah.
You don't like her, do you?
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
I like her as an actress. I don't really know much about her.
Her face bothers you?
She just has sour face. She has like a Sour Patch Kid in her mouth the whole time.
Last story. Natalie Portman is shooting down rumors that she was in a fling with Moby 20 years ago. He's 53 now. He recently recounted their alleged romance in a memoir. Then it fell apart. But according to Natalie Portman, the musician's recollection of their time together was very inaccurate. In fact, she saw him as a creepy older man who tried to overstep his bounds. I was surprised to hear that he characterized the very short time I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I had just graduated high school. She was 18. He claims she was 20. I was a fan and went to one of his shows when I had just graduated. When we met after the show, he said, let's be friends. He was on tour and I was working, shooting a film, so we only hung out a handful of times before I realized that this was an older man who was interested in me in a way that I felt was inappropriate. His memoir was released earlier this month.
Did you tell him that you were just friends? Like, that could be misconstrued. Like, it's okay.
When they met, Moby wrote that Portman came backstage to meet him and after the show started flirting with him. I was nervous, so I made small talk, he says. We were going to New York in a few days for the VMAs. She smiled again and looked straight into my eyes. I'll be in New York too. Can we meet up? This is confusing, he said to the Times. I was a bald binge drinker who lived in an apartment that smelled like mildew and old bricks. Natalie Portman was a beautiful movie star, but here she was in my dressing room flirting with me. So I'd say there was a lot of miscommunication.
Yeah.
Not to take sides.
Nothing too bad happened. I see more both sides. Everyone's been in that position where you're like, you like someone, and then all of a sudden they're like, no, or vice versa.
Right.
Like, you know they're into you, but you're like, no. It's all about that dialogue. It's cool.
And
Natalie, don't be mad about it, girl.
And we, even myself, have mistaken just someone being friendly with flirting.
Yeah, I've done it too. We've all done it.
That makes me think of Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, because they had that, said they did it. I think they both agree that they did it, but she was the one who outed it. Like, she talked about it first.
Which, I believe at their ages, was not good?
Yes.
Okay. He was, like, 20 years her senior?
Yeah.
Okay. 904 with the Morning Reboot. On to less creepy things, like Taylor Swift. you might find her creepy. Your keyword is happy, your national keyword. Text HAPPY to 95819. If you can't spell it, you shouldn't be allowed to win. 919, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot, Q105. Eric Chase and a feeling better Floyd. You can call or text the show this morning. Mike's Pizza and More. Text line 419-240-1055. I want to put that medical thing off.
Okay.
I think it could be a bigger topic.
Okay.
I'm having a discussion with my friend about Diddy potentially having three legs, which I
It's not going to happen. Put it into the universe. Just like I had to put it in the universe that I have to push through this day. Oh, what happened?
Dropped the mouse.
And the universe is giving me subtle hints that I have to push through.
And you look much better.
Thank you.
To start the show.
Oh, I'm been almost slipping today.
Yeah.
I'm off my rocker.
Isn't that crazy? Like, when you're not feeling well,
I said the F word earlier. Almost said the S word. Now I'm like.
It's like yesterday with me.
I'm not even a cusser. Like, I cuss, but yeah, I'm not a cusser.
But your inner Donna will come out.
Yeah, for sure.
We did a topic earlier in the show in light of Kim and Kanye's kid being named Psalm, P-S-A-L-M. Mm-hmm. And we got a Facebook comment that I want to bring back up now because, well, so her name is Mackenzie. Don't look at it.
No. Amazon has finally sent my package.
Mackenzie. M-A-C in her Facebook name, M-A-C, capital K, E-N-Z-I. Her parents did her no favors. In fact, her parents...
Shouldn't there be an Eda in the set?
It's her name. Her parents cursed her to a life of never having her name spelled right.
She gonna need a nickname.
M-A-C, K, capital K, E-N-Z-I. I mean, I could pronounce that. I don't know if I'd ever... Wow.
She's Mackenzie.
It's Mackenzie. It's always spelled wrong, pronounced wrong, or shortened in a way that makes it sound like I have no teeth or wear no socks in my sandals. It's not Mac, Ken, or the like. It's Mackenzie. I don't even correct them at Starbucks. I now tell them my name is Joe. It's so much easier. You're right.
That's funny.
Her parents did her not a single
That's
favor by doing
hilarious.
It.
Like I sound like I have no teeth.
Another thing.
Oh, have mercy. God bless you, Mackenzie.
While I get... Sometimes people go, you're so busy. You're always doing stuff. No, I'm always posting stuff that I do. The other 93% of the time, I'm on my couch. But there are people who are very active, and I'm a voyeur into your life because you post everything. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, you get creeped out when people know things that's there for public consumption.
I never understood that. Like when someone's like, or like, I don't word this real quick. Or like when you post something and then like people leave it up for their own interpretation and then like you have to correct them and then they get mad about it. Or vice versa. Like say I post something and someone's like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, well, what do you know? I'm like, well, you post them. Like, you're right. I never understood that either. People do get mad about it. I'm like, but you're the one that put the bikini picture on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, for everyone to see. So it's going to be up for...
It's for my friends. Well, then make the account private.
Right. And Facebook does have this thing where you can say, hide posts from.
I digress.
Yes.
I go on a tangent. Anyway, it feels like the weekend. And so everything is going to be hashtag MDW this weekend. Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it is this?
Yeah.
I'm about to be 36 next week.
You're old.
No, I just like, wait a minute. My birthday's in Memorial. Yeah, you're right.
I think MDW picked up its hashtag like 3, 4, maybe 5 years or so ago. The farmer's market downtown this weekend goes all weekend. It's flower days. You might have heard the commercial run, so there's lots of flowers. Mm-hmm. If it's nice enough, oh, it's coming down hard. If it's nice enough, which is probably not a good bet, people will be out on their boats on the river this weekend, wherever. And I live as a voyeur through many people who do what they do. And that's how I find out like what's going on. I saw a lot of people at the game on Monday night and I'm following along that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it feels like a weekend because so many people are at this over the last day or so. My social media stuff is filled up with trips to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, I want a donut. You think a donut would make me feel better?
Yeah.
And a good old apple fritter.
Yeah.
I'm such an old woman. Like, what kind of donut you want? Everyone's like, I want sprinkles. I want just a regular glaze. I want a honey bun here. I want an apple fritter.
Right. I want a dozen donuts.
Oh.
You're Floyd on the outside, but Miss Donna on the inside.
I am my mother's child. Like, when they hear her talk, they're like, oh. I'm like, I told you. I was set up for failure since kindergarten.
When you're, when there's a country show, I'm sure there just was, what wasn't there like Brett Anderson or somebody here last Saturday in between the Wawa games? Luke Tritt?
Luke Bryan. No. I know you're talking. Yeah.
Kane.
Jason
Patrick
Aldean. There whatever. It is. He comes like every season. He does once a season.
So when they're here, isn't your Instagram filled up with every girl turning into a country music lover?
Yes and no, but it's more my Facebook.
Okay.
Like more so, like live videos, like so-and-so's going live. I'm like, why is she going live? I'm just like, ooh, why am I watching this concert? And I'm like invested with them. I'm like, you better get, because I love seeing people happy. Even though I'm not a huge fan. I do. Because like
what you like, not what you think you should like or the internet tells you.
No,
like.
I don't like country music, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Seeing the joy of them being actually, because I get that joy too when I see something. I'm just like, oh, I know that rush you're feeling right now. Like someone who you hear and see on TV and like they're literally, 50 feet away from you. Because there's no bad seat at the Huntington Center. I mean, they're further away, but like they're right there.
That stream has been in my social stuff with the Dunkin' Donuts. So that makes me happy.
It's the same thing I just did.
It makes me happy that like people have opened their hearts to Dunkin' Donuts because really, if you've grown up here your entire life, you have been deprived of Dunkin'.
But we have a lot of good local bakeries, though.
Mm-hmm. Son, let me tell you something.
Oh, did you son me?
Yes. Ain't nobody going to Dunkin' Donuts primarily for donuts. It's for the damn coffee, which is God's gift.
See, as a child who grew up on the West Coast, Dunkin' Donuts never had coffee. Dunkin' Donuts was always connected to a store, or like if it was by itself, it was just like a little booth at the mall. And you're like, hand me my apple fritter, Amanda.
I get it. It says Dunkin' Donuts, even though I think they just changed it to Dunkin', but yeah. And to go
back. Do people dunk donuts in coffee?
No!
Don't get mad. Educate me. I have Dunkin' ignorance.
I think a lot of the, I'm going to go backwards. The people that go to the shows, I don't think they really viscerally like it. I think they do it to post about it and they like that. And that's not genuine. I hate that.
Like concert?
And a lot of
things. Oh no. As someone who's been live at many places, it's genuine. I'm living my best life and I want you to experience what I'm experiencing.
You, yes. Not a lot of others.
Well, who's to say that these people who didn't go see Jason Aldean weren't experiencing the same rush that I felt when I see TLC or Beyonce
or
the Spice Girls?
No, you're missing my point. I think we, and this is a bigger topic for another, I think we have been too consumed with posting about it and rather than...
Instead of living in the moment?
And enjoying the experience. And
get that. Okay.
Going to something that you don't necessarily even like, I don't know, a country show, just so that you can go and be a part of the social stream.
I would never put myself in that awkward situation.
No, you wouldn't, but a lot of people do. 927.
Although I did see the Dixie Chicks and enjoyed myself.
At least they're Democrats. 928 with the Morning Reboot. 105. All right, now I'm rolling the podcast. Please do the joke again for everybody on the podcast.
Ducks have feathers to cover their butt quacks. It's even funnier a second time.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Fine. I am glad you do look and sound better this morning. As my mom would say, or other people would say, like, you lacked color.
Are you allowed to say that to me? What color would I have been?
You just...
I will say, I have turned my day around.
Do you think this is that?
It's probably that guy who just called us outside and hung up.
Hi, it's Q105.
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Oh, Jim.
I didn't know if he was going to answer. I was just going to leave a message.
You can't leave a message. What? Did your gaydar go off?
You're so funny. I want to say, Floyd, that was a cute little joke. I got to chuckle.
You would laugh at that. Yes.
We got to stick together.
Says the straight diehard sports fan gay. No, the gay diehard sports fan who drives the pickup truck.
Well,
you're a walking conundrum. You're a double negative.
That's why people love me.
Hey, what did the straight guy say to the gay guy on the phone?
I don't know.
Goodbye.
I knew it was coming.
Sorry, Jim. You know I love you.
I saw your little dainty Jew figure go over there. I was like, he's going to hang up on Jim.
I love Jimmy.
You think he's still talking right now?
And Andy. No. I love Jimmy and Andy. Not a fan of their pugs, but I just don't like pugs.
Our pug, because they go... Like, how do they breathe?
I'm going to pull the accordion out of their face.
I'll just lift their nostrils.
9:46. Tomorrow, we will be back 5:45 till 10 on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Time for you to text for the podcast link.